Row.
Brilliant. Row.
Oh, that was me there. Sorry. Brilliant. Better than nice. Brilliant. It's odd hearing yourself back at yourself. Anyway, many of you will know the man in front of me from Frasier. He's been in a range of great television shows and movies, from The Silence of the Lambs, Crazy Stupid Love, Roseanne, Malcolm in the Middle, and loads more. He says he's privileged to be here in Ireland, taking on the role that he's doing now, and he'll explain that in a moment. Dan Butler, good afternoon.
Thanks, thanks. Good to be here and hear that great music coming in. Wow.
Good to see you. Now, Tuesdays with Murray.
Yes.
And you've been somewhere, and tomorrow night you're starting in the Gaiety Theatre until the 27th of April.
Yep.
Then Everyman in Cork, 30th of April onwards, and then the Watergate in Kilkenny. So you're here for quite some time.
A bit. Well, yeah. It's going to be over in a flash, I'm sure, but I love being here right now. So
yeah. So it's based on the book.
Yes, but it's its own animal. I mean, I love the book. I hadn't read it until recently, and they're very clever in the structure of it. It's very moving, but it's very funny and life-affirming, and it's a blast to do with Stephen Jones, and can't wait to share it with people.
Yeah. So Mitch, the author,
yes,
an old teacher of his,
yes,
is diagnosed. We call it MND here.
Yes.
And he visits him every Tuesday. His name is Murray, and he life lessons.
Yes. Yes, it was a sociologist professor, that he had promised to stay in touch with, but had completely forgotten him until he cropped up on a news program one night saying that he had ALS. And so Mitch Albom was in a place where he, by everyone else's standards, was having a very successful life as a sports announcer, and met Maury again. And here was this man that was on death's door and was so happy. And he said, I can't not see him. And so they set up this every Tuesday until he passed. And they're phenomenal lessons. It's strange. It seems very perfectly timed that it's a primer of not only life and death, but how to get along with people and some of these lessons that have
the
gone
world
by the
needs
wayside.
Now. The
yes,
world
completely.
Needs now. Yeah. And a friend of yours lost his life to MND.
A couple friends. Yes. Yeah. So they're
with
me.
It's a horrific thing, isn't it? It's one of the worst.
It's horrible. And those people too were incredibly brave and had incredible senses of humor and said, I'm going to live as long as I can in whatever state, and would wink about it. And, you know.
And people will be thinking about Charlie Bird, who recently died, and he had MND. You've been, like, I was just looking at your IMDb thing. Like, you've been in so many different TV programs and movies, some of my favorites over the years. But Frasier was the big one. You played Bulldog, who was a sports announcer.
Yes, yes.
A bit bold.
It was a blast. You know, I think it came into my life. You know, I love how these projects or parts come into my life at a certain time, too. And I really think they come to teach you something.
Right.
And I remember I was taking myself a little bit too seriously as an actor. And that just reminded me, have fun. I mean, if you're not having fun, why should the audience have fun? And also, I've learned, you know, years after doing the program, that how powerful laughter is. I mean, I've had so many people come up and said, listen, my dad was dying of cancer, and we looked forward to every night sitting down and laughing our butts off at what you were doing. And it just makes me so grateful.
And of course, that was back in the day when there was appointment viewing. It was once a week, and you had to wait for your hit of Frasier until whatever night it was on.
And now it's, you know, syndicated everywhere. So,
but it stands the test of time, Frasier does. And I know there was a reboot done, but the original stands the test of time.
Yeah, the writers were so terrific because they made a point of saying, we're not going, they had all been in shows where they were forced to write topical things of what was happening at the time. And they said, we're not going to do that because it will date the show. You know, let's let everything come out of the characters. And there was like one that was topical, but that was it.
So Bulldog, you know that the people who made Fraser have done this with all the characters, the best bits. So we've a few of your best bits. So Bulldog character, sports announcer, and not very PC, let's say.
Don't worry, I've had a vasectomy.
This past week has been amazing. But I'm at a total babe at unemployment this morning, and we're going to Hawaii this afternoon.
And last night, for the first time in my life, I actually said those three little words. Stay for breakfast.
Hey! Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling, toss salads and scrambled eggs. Quite style.
Great theme tune, too.
Yes, Kelsey.
Of course, the thing about theme tunes is, like, you wouldn't hear them unless you sat at home and watched yourself every week. You know, isn't it? Is that the case? You just have to be familiar. The reason I say that is because I've been looking at your IMDb and yes. We've theme tunes from other things you've appeared in.
Oh,
to see if you were paying attention at the time. Okay.
I will fail.
Will you fail?
I will fail big.
No, you may not. Okay. Right. Theme tunes.
Or this is a quiz?
Dan Butler, it's a quiz. It's a quiz, yes. There's no prize, Dan. Oh, we'll give you a Radar Show Keep Cup to take away with you. Right. Name the TV program.
It's not Star Trek, is it?
No, it's not.
Well, I'm blank.
Something's bothering me, ma'am. Columbo.
Oh my gosh.
You were in an episode of Columbo.
Well, yes, it was. It felt like a movie because it was, you know, those were. Oh,
they were an hour and a half long, weren't they? They were.
Yeah, Peter Falk was great.
Amazing.
Yeah, he was wonderful.
But
wonderful.
You weren't paying
man.
Attention to the theme tune. Okay, let's see.
I was busy acting.
Let's see if we do any better. This should be an easier get. Okay, here we go.
Yes, no, maybe. I don't know.
That's not Malcolm in the Middle, is it?
It is Malcolm in the Middle. Wow. Well done, Malcolm in the Middle. Wow, very good. Yes,
I don't know where I pulled that out.
Okay, well, let's see if we can make it two out of three. Okay, there's only one last one. Okay. Good luck with this one.
Oh, wow. Great.
No.
It's not Roseanne.
It is Roseanne, yes. Well, two out of three.
I had forgotten, and then I'm going, oh, they're panning around the family, yes.
Two out of three ain't bad.
Yes, not bad.
Yeah. But to be in, like, with Columbo, like, what an amazing. And you were in Monk then as well, which somebody earlier on, by coincidence, described as a 1990s Columbo, which is available now on Netflix.
Yeah, I mean, Tony and I had been friends in theater, so it was really Tony Shalhoub, so it was nice to come back around and do his TV show. Because, you know, when you have history with somebody, friends.
Yes, yeah. Great to hear Dan Butler on your show. I've recently recovered from breast cancer, and while going through treatment, my husband and I watched reruns of Frasier. Laughter is definitely the best medicine. Looking forward to seeing Dan in the Everman Theatre soon. Thanks so much.
Great.
And Tuesdays with Murray is the first book that I went back to read again and again. It's the most beautiful book, teaching us to do things now. As the book says, learn how to live and you learn how to die.
Yes, and I just encourage these people, come to, even if you've read the book, the play is, it's the same architecture, but it's a different way of coming at the story.
Yeah.
And
your first time in Ireland, you're enjoying it?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That went very quickly because we're out of time already.
Ah!
Yeah.
I'm not leaving.
I'm blaming that silly quiz. So it's the Gaiety Theatre from tomorrow night, and then Everyman in Cork from 30th of April, and Watergate Kilkenny 3rd of May, Tuesdays with Murray, starring Dan Butler. Thanks very much, Dan.
Thanks for having me.
That's it from us. Sarah and Cormac are on Drive Time. We are back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Monday evening.
The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.